Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking. And today we're starting a new series with the Harvard Business Review, trying to help you manage your life at work. So let's start at the beginning.
Morning edition on WNYC.
As in the beginning of your workday.
Sunny skies, getting up to 82 degrees. And tonight
now, for me, that means booting up two computers, one laptop and one desktop, turning on CNBC, and then starting all the different programs I use, and the one that just makes me so anxious that first time I open it, email.
I think most of us have become habituated to checking our email, listening to our voicemail first thing in the morning.
This is Ron Friedman. He's a social psychologist who specializes in human motivation, and he has an article on HBR.org entitled, How to Spend the First 10 Minutes of Your Day. And email, not the answer.
As it turns out, what that does is it puts us in a reactive mindset for the majority of the day and leaves us feeling with a deep sense of frustration because we're constantly responding to what other people's priorities are for us rather than focusing on what it is that we're really trying to accomplish.
So what do you do?
What I recommend for that a lot of people do is do a little visioning exercise of what they'd like their day to look like. And the way that I recommend doing this is to take a moment and ask yourself a question. And that question is, the day is over and I'm leaving the office with a tremendous sense of accomplishment. What have I achieved? And so what that does is, that exercise is usually effective at helping people distinguish between tasks that simply feel urgent from those that are truly important.
So I started trying to do this. I come in and I imagine it's the end of the day and someone says to me, oh, what'd you do today? And I can say, I did this and I did this and I did that.
So once you've identified the tasks you want to accomplish, what you want to do is break them down. Think about overall what is it you're trying to accomplish and then break them down into the specific actions. So here's one way of doing that is building your to-do list by starting each item on your list with a verb. And the reason that's useful is because it makes your intentions concrete. So, for example, if what you're trying to do is, let's say you work in marketing and you need to put together a sales deck for your team, instead of putting down on your to-do list sales team presentation, what you could do is break that down to the specific items like collect sales figures, draft slides, incorporate images into your deck. And the reason all of that is critical is because research shows that the more specific you are about what you're trying to achieve, the better your chances of success. So having each step mapped out allows you to minimize sort of the complex thinking that will be required of you as the day progresses. So now you know what you need to do, and it makes procrastination a lot less likely.
That's Ron Friedman, a social psychologist and author of the upcoming book, The Best Place to Work, The Art and Science of Creating an Extraordinary Workplace. Now, that's great advice for starting your day, but we all know that the best laid plans are derailed by email. Remember, Ron suggests not looking at your email when you first get to the office. At some point, though, you're going to have to. And for me, I estimate I get about 300 emails on average each day. Some I read, some I delete right away, some I don't know what to do with. This is Sarah Green. She's an editor at HBR.org, and she recently wrote a story entitled 8 Ways Not to Manage Your Email and 5.5 tactics that work. First off, stop looking at your email as if it's not part of your job.
This is one of the most important mindset shifts I had to make. I had for a long time seen email as this kind of not part of my real job, and that made it actually really hard to make time for and to manage. Once I started seeing it as a way that, you know, a tool I could use to manage relationships, which is, you know, relationships are really important to me, important to everybody. That really helped me make time and treat it with the seriousness that I think in today's economy it really deserves.
I have to say, this is a bit of an aha moment for me, that email is actually important work, that it really is part of my job. It's how I go about building relationships both here at the station and with people outside. So what works and doesn't work when it comes to dealing with email?
Don't see it as separate from your real work. In the information economy, it is an important part of your real work. Don't use email to manage your to-do list. Find a different way to keep track of your to-dos. And you know, if you have days of back-to-back meetings, there's no way you're going to be able to find time to respond to email. So make sure that you're always having the discipline to find a couple hours for yourself in the workday every day so that you can stay on top of things.
What about all those systems you keep hearing about, like Inbox Zero or using folders or GTD, getting things done?
One of the things I tried that didn't work, that's a pretty well-known tactic, is the only touch it once rule. And people that advocate this method say you're supposed to, when an email comes in, you either immediately delete it, respond to it or file it and kind of get back to it at the designated time. And I find that I don't have time to hardly read my email, so I definitely don't have time to file it. And a lot of the questions I have to deal with as an editor are pretty complicated. So it doesn't make sense that I could just immediately make a decision on whether to publish an article or not. Some of those things take time.
I try to only touch an email once, but what I end up doing is not touching the email at all for fear that I'm going to have to do something with it. Read it, act on it, file it, delete it. So the emails just start to pile up. It's a little bit of out of sight, out of mind. And then that gets me stressed, longing to see zero emails in my inbox. And I have to tell you, when that does happen, I like to take a screenshot of it and send it to coworkers who I know have thousands of emails in their inbox or have zero emails just to show I can do it. Competitive? No. But maybe the best solution to all of this might be sending less emails altogether. Hey, senior management, are you listening?
When the senior leaders in an organization send less email, all of their underlings also send less email.
If you want to see Sarah's full list, you can find a link at our homepage, moneytalking.org. I hope that this advice from HBR has helped you as much as it's helped me. In the weeks ahead, we're going to continue to look at workplace issues and how you can try and manage your way through it.
I've had someone yell at me, and I kind of got quieter, and I kind of got them closer. I said, you know, I've dealt with the CEO of this company, and he's not treated me the way you're yelling at me right now.
What challenges do you face at the workplace? We want to know. Send me an email about your tale of workplace woe, or even better, record a message on your smartphone and then email it to me at moneytalking@wnyc.org. You can also go to Twitter and find us at Money Talking, or find me at Charlie Herman. And of course, there's iTunes. You can go there, subscribe to the show, review the show, get the word out. So many ways to be in touch. I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.